Alright everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sebastiano, and here is what he's got to say. Hi Sane Man, it's Sebastiano again. I'm 31, late to the game, and wasted my 20s dating with over 7 grand spent on women. Now I've moved in with my father and am investing half of my pay into stocks every week to retire in 20 to 40 years. Any advice? I want to know what you think of my stocks and portfolio. In my unregistered account, I put my risky penny stocks, which I'm hoping go up 1,000-fold. My RRSP, or 401k for Americans, isn't an index fund. That returns a relatively safe 5-10% a year growth rate, until I'm 65 in a Quest Trade aggressive growth portfolio. And my tax-free account is a mixture of oil, tech, and other dividend stocks to gradually increase how much money I'm getting every month to buy more stocks, as well as purchasing more penny stocks with the hopes that one of them explodes. All advice is much appreciated, and thank you for your work. Well, Sebastiano, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I won't mention your individual stock holdings yet, but last time you sent me a request, I told you that your speculative tech stocks would go down, and many of them have. You want advice, but here's my disclaimer. This isn't advice. It's for entertainment purposes only. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's pretty smart that you moved in with your dad and cut your costs down massively. You're doing that by choice, but with the high cost of living these days, most people have no choice but to do it in coming years. You're also not a professional stock picker, so stop trying to hit it big with individual stocks. The only ones that I pick are blue chip dividend paying stocks, but even those are dangerous. For example, I own some Enbridge shares, just like you, and I'm up about 19% on them. But my BCE or Bell shares are down 13%. I own less than Bell, which is a good thing. And I'm still up overall between both of them, and I bought them for dividends, but individual stocks are a losing strategy. So these days I stick with ETFs. I currently use IYW or iShares Technology Fund, which I rotated out of in the summer, at around 151, and moved it into TLT, which is the iShares 20-year Treasury ETF. Central banks usually cut 6 to 12 months before a recession becomes official, which is what they're doing now. In recession, people flee to safety, which are typically treasuries. I don't see any fixed income in your portfolio. But people will say Sandman bonds are a terrible investment, in the long run, because they don't keep up with inflation. Correct, but when you have interest rate cuts, the value of long-duration bonds can easily spike 10 to 20% in a year. Sebastiano, even the safe 5 to 10% that you're getting with your aggressive growth portfolio is losing you money when factoring in inflation. Unless you're getting 10 to 12% a year after tax, you're not keeping up with asset price inflation. The only two asset classes that have been able to keep up with a debasement over the last 10 to 20 years have been Bitcoin and big tech stocks over the long run. So why would I buy bonds and then sell my big tech stocks? Because big tech is appreciated 100% in a year and a half, and I'm taking that profit. Plus, people are figuring out that AI isn't as useful as they first thought it would be, and it'll take longer than most people realize to make it work properly. How does all this leave women broke and childless? Well, that's because asset prices will get away from most women because they don't have a risk appetite for big tech and Bitcoin. Many men such as yourself, Sebastiano, have too large of a risk appetite, and many of the things you purchase might as well be speculative gambles. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to You Will Own Nothing and Be Happy Clown World Show. Sebastiano, you own Hut 8 Corporation, which is a Bitcoin mining company. I'm tired of people buying Bitcoin mining stocks, meme coins, or altcoins, but not actual Bitcoin. They usually tell me they missed the Bitcoin boat, so now they're getting suckered into buying something that isn't even Bitcoin, but a derivative of it. I think guys need to accept that they'll never own a full Bitcoin. Maybe they'll own 0.02 Bitcoin. So deal with it. If you held it for any 4-year period in its history, then you would be up. That's as close to a guarantee as I can give you. Again, not financial advice, but a general rule that hasn't been broken yet. Sebastiano, you bet on 4 small cap penny stocks and are down on 3 of them. You also have Enbridge, which I also own, as I mentioned earlier, and it pays a 6.5% dividend. Besides that, in BCE and A&W, I rotated out of L equities, except for Bitcoin, and am now sitting in long-duration treasuries as interest rate cuts continue in Canada and the United States. Women generally aren't as good at investing and managing assets, but neither are most guys these days because they're either too conservative or take way too many risks. It's like guys either invest only in GICs or they buy penny stocks and meme coins. Rarely do guys stick to things in the middle of the risk curve with the majority of their portfolio. Many guys make insane bets throwing $10,000 or $20,000 in the riskiest thing, and 99% of them lose it all. I'm not telling guys to buy speculative assets that usually go to zero. I'm just saying to have proper risk management. If you're going to play with money, maybe use 5 or 10% max on speculative things like penny stocks and crypto. I know that Bitcoin is technically speculative, but it's the fastest horse in the race when it comes to getting financial freedom. Sebastiano, I already told you before that AITX is garbage, and you're down on it even further. ILUS looks like another bad bet too. Alphamin is a tin mine that you own in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It makes money and pays a 6% dividend, but I'd rather put it in something like Pizza Pizza in Canada. That pays a 7.5% dividend, and you know you'll keep its value, unlike a tin company in the Congo, if there's yet another war there. You also have to look at compound returns. Big tech has always been averaging 20% annual returns for the last 10 to 15 years. Bitcoin is now averaging 45% a year, but that will decline with time. Those are the only two assets to consistently beat inflation over the last 15 years or so. The race is on to accumulate as many assets as you can, while you still can, before AI takes most of the jobs and the money printing devalues dollars further. Today's Not So Mystery Link has Gary from Gary's Economics, and he's come up with a third reason why you need to get as many assets as possible. His thesis is that wealth inequality is going to wreck the middle class. And that's the reason housing prices are going up so fast. Because the wealthy pay next to no tax and keep accumulating all the assets, including housing, and they keep bidding up the prices of everything. Gary pinpoints the problem correctly. His solution is to tax the wealthy more. But that's not going to happen. Gary also likes gold and traditional stocks. But those assets don't keep up with the asset price inflation that he's talking about. He made his money being a top trader at Citibank in London in the early 2010s, and he still makes money trading. He doesn't mention anything about tech companies, and he hates crypto. He seems to lump Bitcoin into all crypto. Again, those are the only two asset classes where you can buy and hold and you're able to get ahead of the debasement. Even real estate, once you take property tax, maintenance, and utilities into consideration, is being devalued. Sebastiano, you and everyone else is now competing for scarce assets, so I suspect the price of assets will continue to accelerate in the coming years and decades. The goal is to make enough passive income to live a decent middle-class lifestyle while still having enough profit to keep buying more assets. Things are rigged against us from doing that, though. That's the main reason I think the elites hate MGTOW, because instead of spending our money on women, we spend it on accumulating ever more assets. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the asset inflation over the last 10 to 15 years is due to men pulling their spending on women and buying more assets. That's something the super wealthy don't want. They don't want to share that wealth with the plebs. Then you have DEI hiring, which is all about keeping men out of the workforce as much as possible, because men like yourself or myself tend to accumulate assets instead of spending money. We're the competition for them. Buy the stuff the wealthy want and not the penny stocks, which they want you to buy. Everything snapped for me when I finally realized that artificial intelligence would wreck most people and turn them into the UBI class. Forget about AI and money printing for a moment. Another reason the cost of living is rising and salaries are falling is because of wealth inequality. Sebastiano, right now you're mostly speculating and not investing. You don't know if those penny stocks will be worth anything one day. Also, the Enbridge price has been flat for 14 years now, but it's been paying a dividend. I've pretty much been selling it at highs and buying it at lows. The Congo is also not a stable country, and Hut 8 and other Bitcoin miners have to spend most of the Bitcoin they make updating their equipment, so they're not really making much. It's been flat in price over the last 2 years while Bitcoin made all-time highs. People bet that they could make more money on mining companies than Bitcoin itself, and they were definitely wrong. But at least most men are thinking about all of this. Most women are not talking about how to protect themselves from the inflation, or the lack of social mobility. They probably expect there to be a Chad with assets on the other side of 30 waiting to save them, but there aren't enough of them to go around. They won't settle for less and will probably end up broke and childless after that. Sebastiano, I'd suggest buying IYW or another big tech ETF in the next major 20 or 30% drop or more. Also buy Bitcoin during the next bear market when it falls 50, 60, or maybe even 70% again. Don't buy penny stocks and just hope that you'll become rich. That's just gambling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sebastiano for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that all the retired women out there are going to be lining up to smash Sebastiano at the retirement residence. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that'll be waiting at the financial finish line for men with assets in about 10 years' time away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.